everyone. This is Chef Brenda, your food passion expert. Welcome to the show tonight. I have some exciting things to share with y'all. I'm here at the Grapevine Mills Mall with my daughters, Kristen and Dominique. We had a day of shopping. I actually went to Burlington Co. Factory, and those that know me, whenever I post on different recipes, different ideas, I'm always going to Burlington Co. Factory, which is one of the places, not all the time. And they had some Sicily sea salt that was specifically for pasta. And so I will be posting some recipes. I didn't get a chance to post the last one. I was having some internet trouble, but I will post last week's recipe with a cafe mocha cookies. And if you want that recipe, you can e-message us on here, leave a voice message, and I'll send that to you. But I will try to get those to you as soon as I can. And also, I want to talk about some great ideas that I came up with the show. I will be interviewing a chef real soon that's well known in the DFW area. So I'm working on that interview. And also give y'all some little tips on your pasta, when you boil your pasta. If anybody out there that like pasta, it might be spaghetti, it might be lasagna, it might be ziti, it might be macaroni, that type of pasta. So that Sicily sea salt is really good for that, because it helps bring out the flavor, the texture, and it helps bring it out. Any of you have boiled pasta before? When it gets to that boiling point and it's boiled real good, normally we would put salt or oil in there. Well, this salt, Sicily salt, you don't have to do that. It has infused garlic oil in that Sicily sea salt, which is imported from Sicily, Italy. And once you do get that to a boil, put your pasta in there, your salt first, and then your pasta, it will give it that great texture, that great flavor, and it will come out really, really good and firm where your pasta should be. Normally, pasta takes about 14 minutes to boil. So that's a tip for you out there, that those that like different type of pastas out there. My favorite pasta that I like to make is lasagna. One of the things that I'm trying to get on the market is my Marry Me Lasagna. You heard it right, Marry Me Lasagna, not Marry Me, but like Mary as in Merry Christmas. And it's a sweet Italian sausage, fresh herbs and spices, different types of Italian cheese. And so that's one of the things that I like to make is not only pasta, but angel hair. As you know, angel hair doesn't take long to cook, to boil rather. You have to be really, really careful with that, because you can overcook. And as you, if any of you out there have tasted pasta that was overcooked, it doesn't taste good. You can't even fix it up. You have to throw it away and boil some more. So kind of be careful out there, guys, with that if you like pasta and boiling that. So the one of the tips is, instead of using pork sauce, instead of using table salt, of all time I'm getting the hiccups, instead of using table salt, a regular salt, you can use the Sicily sea salt, and it's real good. And I'll post that as well so you can see how the bottle looks. I actually got that at Burlington Co. Factory. It was regular, I believe it was $9.99, and I got it for $3.99. And so that was a good price. And what I usually do when I go there, I go in that section, you know, where they have the sign that said clearance sale, where they have a lot of great spices and different things like that that are really not overpriced, but it's priced real good. And another thing I want to talk about, too, is I was at this, sitting down with my daughters in this place, I won't name it. The lady was kneading some dough, and I'm not going to tell you the place. And she actually went from the table to the cash register with the glove and pressed in something. I guess some customer, something about a price maybe. And then she came back with the same glove and started kneading the dough. That's really a pet peeve of mine, because that carries germs and infections and cross-contamination. And that's something that I tell a lot of chefs out there. Some of them don't use gloves. If you don't, that's you. But me, when it comes to my customer, I like to use gloves. And then when I use those gloves, I throw them away, and then I get another one. Especially if you're dealing with raw meat, especially, you know, chicken, you can get salmonella poisoning, or you can get E. coli, and you can actually die from that. So one thing about the show that I said, Food Passion Expert, food is my passion. And I am a chef. I've been a chef about this month, actually last month in October, the middle of October, about 12 years. And I love what I do. I'm always learning, want to learn. I've worked with a lot of great chefs over the years in different restaurants, hotels, doing banquets, and doing all, you know, working with different areas. I even worked with for assistant living one while as a lead cook. And so cooking and is my passion, but I do have this thing about making sure my customers are safe, that nothing is cross-contaminated and they can get sick, get food poisoning, or even die, you know. So that's something that I just want to mention to y'all. That's one of my pet peeves, is something like that. And it just, to me, I watch everything. I guess being a chef, when I go in restaurants, I'm looking around. Now, I want to thank y'all. Think that I'm panicking, I'm watching and looking for something wrong. But, you know, when they come to my table, a waitress or waiter, and they're scratching or, you know, they fidgeting and stuff like that, you know, it just, you have to be careful dealing with people's food. And so that's one thing that my pet peeve for tonight. Well, off that subject there, on to some good news. We're getting ready to do our second pop-up. I will let y'all know when. We'll be banging around, bringing, you know, some great Italian cuisines, like chicken masala, penne pasta with pink champagne sauce, marimi lasagna, chicken parmesan, which is the crust on that, and the sauce and the marinara sauce. It's just amazing with the mozzarella cheese and just melting and grizzling all over. So that's not just the only thing that we'll be bringing with the pop-up. The name of my company is La Bruna Cucina Bistro. In Italian, it's supposed to be Cucina Bruno. But I decided to do a little twist to it. So it's La Bruna Cucina Bistro. And in Italian, Cucina Bruno means good cooking, good cuisine. And that's what my company is about, bringing you good cooking, good cuisine, and a great smile. That's one of my mission. But those that are listening out there, please bring your suggestions, your comments. You can leave a recorded message on the front of my podcast, and I definitely will get back with you. I'm running a contest now, that those that comment, that call in, let us know you're listening. We'll put you in a drawing. If you can give your name and your email address, we won't give your last name over the air for your protection, for privacy reasons. But if you just let us know that you're listening, we will definitely get back with you and, you know, and then have a drawing the end of November. And I will post the prize on my Facebook page. It's under La Bruna Cucina Catering. Or I will post it on my Instagram, which is under La Bruna Cucina Bistro. And I'm also on Twitter as well. So we definitely will get back with you soon on that end. The thing that I want to bring to y'all, too, is another tip for all of you out there that are thinking about doing any type of seasoning. not just pasta, but for seafood. So that's another thing that we will be, it's a season. Oh, okay. Thank you. And we're here at the mall. I was telling God, thank you, y'all. We're here live. But I'm just thankful for just being able to be a chef and be a cook and to bring people great food, great service, and Food Passion Expert. We will be reviewing, like I said, another restaurant. And this time I'm going to have it live as we sit down. If it's a bad review, I won't mention the restaurant unless y'all contact me privately. But if it's a good review, I will, you know, mention the restaurant, and so y'all can go there. So I want to bring some positive, restaurant reviews, so y'all can go to some restaurants in the DFW area. I just want to encourage all of you out there that are business owners like myself. Maybe you're in the restaurant industry. Maybe you own your own catalog company. Maybe you are editor of a magazine. Maybe you're an attorney. Maybe you're a teacher. Whatever your profession is, even a police officer, whatever it is. You know, if you have a love and a passion for what you do, and love and a passion for people, never lose that passion. I was telling my daughter today, with everything that's going on in the world, we need each other. We all need each other, no matter what your race is, your background, you know, what country you're from. We all need each other, and we need each other to help each other, to encourage each other, to motivate each other. So I just want to encourage everyone out there, don't give up, don't give in, stay focused, keep your head up, and you will achieve your goals. Don't let anyone discourage you from what you're doing. I do work full-time as a cook, and because I have to pay the bills, but I'm leading toward being able to go to my job and putting in my 2 weeks' notice. But for now, until we can get to that point, what I will do is, you know, just continue to work, continue to do what I'm doing. And when I'm not working, I'm actually doing personal chef work. When I get off work, take a shower, I'm going there. Or doing catering, or we're doing the pop-ups. So that's something that I'm really, you know, happy about doing is, just getting this restaurant together. One thing that happened to me over the weekend, I believe it was on Saturday, and one of my chef friends, I've been knowing her for 9 years, and she contacted me and said, "Chef Brenda, you know, I have this storage unit. I can't fit any of this stuff in my home." And she does catering, and she does a lot of other events and personal chef work. And she said, "Why don't you stop by? And you know, come over, and I'll get you some things that you know that you might need for your restaurant." So. What I did was, when I got off work, I drove to where she was, to where her storage is, and I went there, and she just gave me a car full of glasses, wine glasses, cups, not cups, but plates and platters and she gave me a meat slicer for the restaurant, and it was so much stuff that I couldn't even, I was just shocked. And I began to thank her, because the one thing she did say, and she said, "Chef Brenda, I want to see you succeed. I want to see you get that restaurant." And it was just so much stuff she gave us. Wine glasses galore. She gave us tablecloths. And as some of you know out there that have done catering, those tablecloths are real expensive. The black long ones that you put on the 6-foot tables and the round tables. She just gave me glory. And I'm telling y'all this because that really encouraged me to see another woman, to encourage another woman to continue their vision and their goal to have their own restaurant. And my goal is in a couple of years. So being the food passion expert, I'm always looking for ideas that I can get for the restaurant, ideas that I can give for my clients and those that I cook for. And so I just want to encourage y'all tonight to whatever you're doing, never lose that passion, never lose that zeal and that goal to whatever you want to do. No matter how young or how old you are, who you are, you can still achieve that goal no matter what your financial status is. You got to keep trying, try to keep pushing, doing marketing. I have went to marketing, networking workshops and networking and mixers and left there and went straight to work. After work, go home, get dressed, go in there. I'm always trying to market and brand myself to push this restaurant. When I'm off work, I'm still working. I'm still doing things. I'm still doing other things that I need to do to make my brand out there. One of the shows that I like is, one of my favorite shows is Shark Tank. And some of you may or may not know the show, but if you do, you understand what I'm saying. And when they have those entrepreneurs on there presenting their product or their services in exchange for investment, and then not only in exchange for the investment, but they give the sharks a certain percentage or piece of their business. They might say, I'll give you 10% equity in my business, you know, something like that. And that really encouraged me because when you hear these people's stories of how they started and they sacrifice and how they continue to do what they're doing, and being an entrepreneur is sometimes lonely because everybody's not going to see your vision or your dream, you know, and that's normal. But even when you have those days that you get discouraged and saying, you know, maybe I should give up this, I might not even do this, you know, forget it, I've been trying for 5, 10, 15 years. Don't give up. If you know this is something that someone can use or benefit from or something that can help somebody, or you want to bring about a restaurant or a product or service or invention, whatever it is, don't give up. Keep trying because it's going to be worth it. So being the food passion expert, my advice to you today and the word of the day is keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Even when you ran out of gas, mentally, physically, pray, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep at it. If you have to get up in the middle of the night, use an hour, not just at night, during the day. I'm going to use an hour, turn off the phone, and I'm going to start writing. I'm going to rewrite my business plan. I'm going to rewrite this, whatever the product is. I'm going to rewrite this, and next week I'm going to this meeting. So don't give up, don't give in, and keep doing what you're doing. And when you make that pasta, going back to that, because I'm getting ready to end the show, but write me in, let me know how that tip helped, you know, how that benefits you. Now, one thing I can add to that with the pasta, instead of most people add cooking oil, but you can add olive oil, that's extra virgin olive oil, maybe a cup or two. Some people do use butter. I used to use butter. I stopped using that. For some reason, that oil brings a texture. But that Sicily salt, it has, as I mentioned before, have that oil in it. And so that makes the texture more better. So if you Google that, that's your tip of the day, is to find that. And it's specifically for pasta. And so that's your tip of the day. But I'm getting ready to leave the air. I thank y'all for listening. Be sure to press the button to donate. If it's 99 cents, $4.99, $9.99, that helps keep the show going. And that contest, I will post You will win a prize. Those that call in, and we have a drawing the end of the month, you will win. And as getting your permission, we will post your picture. If you want your picture, if you don't want your picture, we'll post your name and just your first name and just the state that you're in, not your city. And we will let people know just to show them that if they keep listening, they can win too as well. Be sure to email us at LabrunaCucina Catering@yahoo.com. Again, that's LabrunaCucina Catering@yahoo.com for all your questions or comments, or you can go on the front of the page here and leave a message. Thank you again for listening to the Food Passion Expert. I'm your host, Chef Brenda, and remember, keep cooking and stay focused and keep going. Good night.